There's been a lot of talk about celiac disease in recent days. That's because a Dublin cafe owner angered celiacs by suggesting customers should have to show medical proof of the condition before they are served gluten-free food. That's the latest pitch for publicity from Paul Stenson of the White Moose Cafe in Phibsborough. He's featured in a number of controversies, as you may have heard, over recent years. He says from now on, guests who demand gluten-free food are required to produce a doctor's note which states you suffer from celiac disease. He says customers following a gluten-free fad who don't know what gluten is should cop on and eat regular food like everyone else. Now, is celiac disease just a popular fad? Producer Mary Corcoran spoke to Mallory Knooster, who is food manager with the Celiac Society, and began by asking first, what is celiac disease?
So celiac disease is it's a medical condition. It's an autoimmune condition which requires a diagnosis, but it's essentially a medically established intolerance or allergy to gluten or any foods containing gluten. So what happens with celiac disease is the ingestion of gluten launches an autoimmune response which targets the villi in the small intestine. Over time, the villi become very damaged and hinder our absorption capacity, so our ability to absorb nutrients. And this can manifest, obviously long-term damage kind of sets the stage for a number of diseases, but many people with celiac disease will suffer symptoms, and that range from, you know, mild to severely debilitating.
And celiac disease isn't a new disease, but why is it that we're hearing so much more about it these days? I mean, there's no the suggestions that it's part of a popular movement, or is there perhaps an increase in the prevalence of celiac disease?
Well, I think obviously it comes down to diagnosis and awareness of what's going on in the body. I think the unfortunate part for people who are actually celiac is that it's kind of umbrellaed in this time where a lot of people are eating gluten-free for a variety of reasons, whether it be in accordance with what some people would call a fad or, you know, dietary movements that way. This is an actual diagnosed medical condition, so not necessarily people who are eating gluten-free would be mandatorily doing so. It would be by choice, whereas for celiacs, it's a mandatory requirement. So I think with the awareness that's come about with people's reaction to gluten, perhaps you're seeing an increase in actual diagnosis, which would account for some of the prevalence of it. Perhaps it could be, you know, related to the food system, the way we manufacture and mass produce foods, and how our bodies are responding to that sort of thing. I couldn't really say.
And of course, the reaction to gluten foods for somebody who is celiac is quite significant, really, isn't it? There are quite a number of symptoms associated with it.
Yes, there are quite a range of them. So you could have it manifesting in things, you know, a wide range of digestive disturbances, of bloating, wind, constipation, diarrhea, and associated things. But it could also manifest in long-term nutrient deficiencies. Iron would be a big one. Some people experience joint pain, mouth ulcers. If left untreated or unmanaged, it could lead to serious associated autoimmune conditions, osteopenia, osteoporosis, and in infants, you also see failure to thrive, sometimes emotional or attention related disorders. Yeah.
It's quite significant. I mean, I know we touched on the fact that I suppose there is greater awareness now of celiac disease and gluten-free diets. Has that translated, though, into, I suppose, the availability of gluten-free foods for people who suffer from celiac disease?
Yeah, well, I would say I have a lot of experience actually in the health product and the specialty food industry. I've come from Canada, so I've seen in the years I've worked in it a huge increase in available foods. And I've seen more positive movement towards people taking the extra steps to label their foods, whereas, you know, before something may have been gluten-free, but now it's actually hopefully being declared on the label. So I have seen a shift in the right direction in terms of availability increasing, and with that, hopefully you get sort of a decrease in the price point, because as you know, typically to begin with, years ago, gluten-free foods were quite dear compared to their non-gluten-free counterparts. So you're seeing some progress in that area as well.
I know we touched already on the fact that I suppose more and more people are looking at gluten-free diets. I'm sure that some of these people may suspect that they may be celiac or that they may have an intolerance. What should somebody do if they do suspect they have a problem with gluten-free foods or with gluten-containing foods? Apologies.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, so if someone does suspect, you know, celiac disease could be potential consideration for themselves, basically you'd want to to start with visiting your GP and bringing that forth to them. The doctor will conduct blood tests, and if that indicates, you know, a level of raised antibodies, what the next step would be a referral from that GP to a gastroenterologist. And they could actually take it the next step further in getting ordering the biopsy, which will indicate the level of damage that's taken place to the small intestine. So for more specifics regarding, you know, that process or errors, symptoms, or, you know, anything to know about celiac disease, you can visit our website. We can answer questions over the phone, but ultimately the first step would be to talk to your GP as well.
Mallory Knooster, Food Manager with the Celiac Society, thank you so much for your time today.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for having me on.
Mary Corcoran there speaking to Mallory Knooster of the Celiac Society.